se fija, como se fijó, se fija online.
Okay.
Okay, so la primera pregunta es, you have an electric music career. Is acting in your future?
I'm not sure. I always feel like I'm sort of acting on stage when I'm performing the music that I do. And I loved the small part that I had in Midway, even though I was only really singing. I was acting, as a 1940s ballroom singer, big band singer. I'm not close to the idea, but it's not in my immediate plans, but I am open to it.
Of all the different music genres that you sing, do you have a preference, a favorite?
Right now, I do have a favorite. Typically, it's hard for me to decide. So sometimes in a show, I sing, music from all over the world, and it's, six, seven different languages, German, Portuguese, all over. But lately, I am really driven and attracted more to my roots, my Colombian roots, and doing the music that comes out of Colombia. That's where my passion is right now more than the others, I would say.
Am I right? You have a new record coming out because I know you love vinyl.
You are right. I do have a new record coming out. I love vinyl. I collect vinyl. I play it in my house. I find a lot of my music material to perform on vinyl in flea markets and old vintage shops. And because of that, I was inspired to launch myself into that unknown world of vinyl myself. And so my upcoming album, Annie Tussauds Pink and Blue, is going to be released digitally and on vinyl.
Tell us, how did you come about Midway?
Midway came to me as an invitation to be prepared to shoot a scene where I had to sing a song with a Navy big band in less than 2 weeks, go to Canada, get a visa, get a permit to work, and also record a song with a big band, which I hadn't even formed yet. And it came via the producer, Harold Closer, who works very closely with Roland Emmerich, and he's also the composer of the film. And Roland and Harold had spoken about reaching out to me because they have seen many of my shows in Hollywood, in around Los Angeles, and over the past few years. And they, I guess, thought I was someone who could deliver what they needed.
And what did you like about being in the film?
All I remember really about everything that had to, I was in heaven, first of all, because I love the dress up. I love any of the small details of the prep that maybe are tedious for most actors or musicians, where you have to try on wigs and you have to try on different makeup and the wardrobe. For me, it was just fascinating, and I had so much fun because I love everything of that vintage era, especially, when I knew that it was a World War II movie, and everybody was so dedicated. The entire makeup trailer, the hair trailers, the wardrobe, everybody was immersed in that era. Everything there, they had vintage posters on the walls. They were listening to vintage music for the most part. It was just beautiful, and I had so much fun doing it. So I remember just being happy, being elated, saying this is the best day of my life when I was shooting my scene on set. I just want to deliver and not screw this up because I'm surrounded by a thousand professionals in this room, and I have to like do my part to not make it, to not ruin it. So I just gave it my all and performed from my heart and did what I could to prepare to be a little more in tune with the gestures and the inflections and the enunciation of the era. And I was working with my vocal coach and a choreographer friend to give me tips on hand movements or body movements, and then the rest was up to Roland Emmerich, how he directed me, what he wanted me to do. At first, he gave me liberty and said, you can, let's just go, do what you feel. And if once he liked one thing that I did, he would say, oh, can you do more of that? Could you move your hand, in front of your face a little bit more and do this? And, starts, or when the credits are rolling, there's like this profile image with the shadow, you know, and this backlit beautiful shot that he got, and that was something that he had seen that I had been doing once, and he said, oh, let's do that again, let's start the next one like that. And so it was, for me, it was really fun. It was just unbelievable. I had the best time, and I was very, very happy to be there and be a part of it.
Tell us, is one song the only song you performed in the movie?
What's that?
The song that you performed, what is it called, and did you perform any other songs in the movie?
The song that I perform in the movie is All or Nothing at All, which I found and fell in love with from Frank Sinatra's version of it when he was about 24, 25 years old, before he was famous. He recorded it with the Harry James Orchestra. Harry James was a trumpet player who was a big band leader, had an orchestra, and there was something different. I'm not a Frank Sinatra fanatic, but I listen to him. I love Billie Holiday. I love, you know, Edith Piaf, Jacques Brel, a lot of the vintage artists, but I'm not like a Frank Sinatra freak, you know. But this one rendition, the feeling that he put into that, it just killed me. And when I heard that, I just said, okay, this song is the song. So this is the song that we sing on screen in the ballroom scene. But then there's another song. I recorded four songs with my big band, configuration once we put it together, just to maximize the studio time. Also, I always perform and record live, so I wanted to make the most of that day. And so we recorded four songs for our own big band EP that we've been working on. And based on that, I got a call when the movie was being edited. Hey, don't you have other songs? Didn't you record other songs that day? We need another song for a scene with a radio playing and everyone's listening. And so I sent on the rest of the songs that we had recorded, and they picked another one called Getting Some Fun Out of Life, which was a song that I do from, a lot of people have probably recorded it, but the one that I love is Billie Holiday's version. It's very, the opposite of All or Nothing at All. It's like a lively, peppy song that, you know, just has a lightness to it, and it's really lovely. So they chose to use that one as well. And then the instrumental song that the Navy band plays in the ballroom scene is also my band, you know, recording. So we have three songs in total featured in the film in some capacity, and also on the soundtrack.
That's awesome. And then I heard you mention to watch the movie till the end. What's at the end?
Yes, I tell everybody very selfishly to watch it to the end, because that's when they can enjoy a mini, I call it my secret music video, my black and white music video version, because Roland was so generous and so kind to film the entire song when I had my scene. He didn't just cut me off after 30 seconds or say, like, go again, do it again, do it again. He just let me sing the entire song. So someone cut it, one of the editors cut a version in black and white, and they were playing around with it over the end credits. And when Roland saw it one day, he said, I want it, we need it. And they informed me, hey, we're trying to get this to be, you know, in the end credits. So I tell people stay to the end credits, because you can see an entire version of All or Nothing at All in black and white of my performance on stage, and enjoy the song in a really lovely setting.
Awesome. Thank you so much for answering our questions.
Thank you.